I was looking at my Twitter eyes today, and when, you know, when Nicholas Parsons, the sad news about Nicholas Parsons passing, and I noticed one of the people I follow, Councillor Julie Howe, tweeted something about Nicholas Parsons playing a part in her life.
Yeah.
Now, I've interviewed Nicholas Parsons, and he was lovely, and he was from Clydebank, where my dad was brought up, so we had to off right away. But I thought, let's get Councillor Julie Howe on.
Green City Councillor for Autumn Waterville in Peterborough, Ronnie.
Julie Howe, I saw your tweet today.
Yeah, and it's a very interesting story. Unique. It'll blow your mind.
Well, listen, Julie, let's just sort something out. I'll decide what's interesting in this show, right? So don't just go, just one. No, I was intrigued.
Yeah.
You said the tweet was he played a part in you and your partner's life. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And us in his, I would say, as well. It's extraordinary. So this story starts in 1960. So my partner, he's actually been on various shows on BBC Cambridgeshire before, so he's quite well known because he was an abandoned baby. My partner was discovered as a newborn baby in a block of flats in Golders Green in London in 1960. Now, this has never been properly solved, but I've been doing a lot of work for years to try and find out what happened to him, who his parents were, how he got there. It's a real story of intrigue. Anyway, at one point a few years ago, I managed to track down the WPC, the police officer who rescued him. She was a very young WPC at the time, and she never forgot finding David all those years, nearly 60 years ago now. So I met with her and got to know her really well. And she told me in passing, back then in 1960, she used to walk the beat. Remember when police officers used to do that? Walk up and down the street in Golders Green. And next to the block of flats where my partner David was found as a baby were some cottages. And in one of them lived Nicholas Parsons, who was a young man at the time. He was aged about 30. And the WPC, her name's Tegwyn Curl, she's still alive, Welsh lady. She told me, yeah, I used to, when I was out on my beat, every time I walked past Nicholas's house, he would throw open his front door and shout out to me, "You found that baby's mother yet?" Well, I thought that was fantastic when I heard that, because I thought, what a twist to an already very strange story that Nicholas Parsons was, you know, aware about this little abandoned baby. So on hearing this, I sent an email to Nicholas Parsons' agent and said, is it true that you remember, that Nicholas might remember back in 1960 that an abandoned baby was discovered in the building next to where he lived? And did he used to call out the door to the WPC, have you found that baby's mother yet? Less than 24 hours later, I got an email from Nicholas Parsons himself, and it is so lovely, so lovely. And he said, you know, your email, I've got it in front of me now, you sent an email to my agent. He says, I was most interested to hear from you. I do remember the incident very well, as it was very close to where I lived, and was very sad to hear the sad story. And I remember asking WPC Curl, whenever I saw her, if there had been any news about the baby's parents. I'm so sad to hear that David never found his original parents, but was very interested that you traced PC Curl and you found out more about his life. And then he goes on to say, you know, all the best to you, and, you know, it's such a sad story, and I hope that David's had a happy life, even though he's never got to the bottom of this. Isn't that lovely?
Fantastic.
He could just have ignored me, couldn't he?
Yes.
But to write a lovely email that's full of caring was so thoughtful of him. And for him to, you know, it was, I mean, David's going to be 60 this year. And for him, this was about 10 years ago when this exchange between me and Nicholas happened. But for him to remember 50 years ago,
yeah,
something that's tiny in his life, huge in ours. And so we're so sad today, Ronnie, because the loss of Nicholas is another loss of part of David's story.
Yeah. Yeah.
One more person gone that remembers what happened at the time. You know, it's sad.
Amazing story. And well done for all the research you did. But from all the stuff, I mean, I had him on the show, another radio station I interviewed, and he was lovely off-air and on-air. Sometimes these celebrities can be rubbish off-air. But he was lovely. And when he found out my dad was from Clydebank, and that's where he did, he was an engineer at Clydebank.
Of course he was, yes. That's
and
I remember,
he went into the whole... But everything I've seen about him and everything I know about him, he seems like that kind of genuine person. You know, he was a nice... That's a great... Julie, that is an interesting story. I'll give
it
you that.
It was worth hearing that, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. It was a brammer. Thank you for sharing that, Julie. That's fantastic.
My pleasure.
All right, yeah, darling, thank you very much. Councillor Julie Howe, what
wow.
a story.
I tell you what, I was about to, you know, say anyone else who's got a Nicholas Parsons story, please give us a call. But
well,
it's going to be hard to top that one, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but if anybody's got any connection, anybody go to see Just a Minute? Did Just a Minute ever come to Cambridgeshire?